we expected it to be a rough period as job loss continues and the unemployment rate is climbing.
Now, you're putting your finger on job losses as the main reason for this?
The number one driver for consumer credit delinquencies is job losses. And part of that is even something more subtle. We've seen the hours worked by people go down to the lowest level, I think, in many decades. And it means that there is even a loss of income, even for some people that are working. And so it really, if you wrap it up into one element, it's the fact that there's just less financial resources coming into those households, making it difficult for them to pay their bills.
And the bottom line, of course, is when you don't have the money, you can't pay bills.
That is the struggle. And, you know, when people are losing income or they've lost their jobs, it is difficult to manage that situation. Many are relying on credit cards to handle their daily needs, and that can be a good short-term strategy, but, of course, doesn't work over a longer period of time.
Now, the housing sector is playing a major role in this. You've got basically two categories of loans aside from the mortgage itself, home equity loans and a home equity line of credit. Both of those are at record high levels?
We've seen increases, significant increases, both in home equity lines, home equity loans. It is a consequence that house prices have continued to fall. They will continue to fall probably till the end of this year in some parts of the country. And that means that, you know, there's just less equity in the house to draw upon as people continue to lose their jobs. They can't make the mortgage payment that's there. So it's a tough situation. It's all related to just the huge housing downturn we've had in the U.S.
Well, even if the housing downturn does reverse course, you say that the unemployment rate has to show some improvement before any of this turns around.
We certainly hope that house prices will stop falling, that market will stabilize, we'll get some new activity in housing. And you know, maybe that will have some influence to bring people back to work. But again, the key thing is getting people reemployed. And until businesses rehire, get incomes flowing back into those individuals, we're not going to see delinquencies decline significantly.
Looking at the credit card delinquencies, that is at a record high, and that would appear to be as troubling or more troubling than the housing problem.
The number of credit cards accounts delinquent is not quite at a record, but it's certainly at the high level. What was troubling, though, is to see the dollars that are at risk. Those seem to have risen pretty significantly in the first quarter. Again, it's back to the fact that as people lose their jobs, they can't make any of their payments, whether it's their house, their car, or their credit card. So the key here is to get the economy back on its feet, get people rehired, get incomes flowing again in this economy.